60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that,
tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Oh,
yep.
I love it.
I love it.
Remember, back when you were a kid, how much money did it cost you to have your picture taken with Santa at the mall? $5?
I have no idea.
Maybe 10 bucks?
We were never
whatever it was.
Allowed to get the pictures. We were only allowed to sit on his lap.
Yeah. Or maybe it was just too much. And they're like, yeah, you can go take the picture, but we're not going to pay for it.
Yeah, that's what my mom said. That's not worth the money.
Apparently, malls all over the country have been jacking up their prices for Santa photos, though. The average Santa picture now costs about $50.
Yeah, seriously.
Whoa.
It's a racket, man.
Dang, that's really expensive.
It's way expensive.
And the most expensive one, though, might be at the mall in New York.
How much?
Where they've created a special photo studio meant for Santa photos.
Gosh.
The photo packages start out at $185.
Whoa!
Yep.
Wow.
What are you going to do? I mean, like, it's for a picture that maybe you pull out at Christmas time once a year.
It's going to be like, what do you want for Christmas, little kid? Like, I want these pictures for free.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Well, my mom...
I want a Transformers set. Sorry, kid. Your parents spent too much money on this picture for you to get anything. Photographers are finding sneaky ways to make even more money off the photos, too. For example, you can add $35 to have one of the elves pose in the photo with you.
Oh, okay.
For an extra $40, the photographer will let you bring your pet with you.
That'd be fun.
If you want any retouching or Photoshopping done, you're automatically looking at an additional $325 for touch-ups on your Santa pictures.
Okay, I make fun, but I did find a package in our city that was literally $400 to go see Santa. And I almost bought it until I saw the $400 price tag because the photos look magical.
Yeah.
Come on!
Oh my God,
it's best.
So magical. Like, it is like... Like Hollywood style Santa Claus.
That's what I'm saying. It's bad when you're airbrushing your kid. Like, hey, if you could kind of take him on the hips a little bit. He's looking a little pudgy. And just take it in just a little bit. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke Fox.
Brooke, okay. Shock caller. While Brooke's putting that on, Jeffrey, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
Most American children can tell you all about their favorite holiday characters like Santa Claus and Frosty the Snowman, but in other countries, they have different holiday personalities, like you may have heard of Krampus, the clawed hairy beast from Germany who punished naughty children by stealing their toys and chucking them in rivers. Well, in northern Spain, there's a Christmas character named Olentzero. He's an overweight man who wears a beret, smokes a pipe, and dresses like a farmer. And according to legend, he would walk around town on Christmas Eve carrying a giant sickle, and he'd attack people if they did one specific naughty thing that we do here in America all the time. What was it?
Whoa.
Oh, man. God, you get attacked with a sickle.
What is a sickle? I don't even know.
It's like what the Grim Reaper carries
around. Oh, okay, like one of those big sticks. Mm-hmm. Okay.
With the curved blade on it.
Like blade on it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so they're doing one specific naughty thing on Christmas Eve, and we always do it. What if it's drinking alcohol? Or I guess kids...
Maybe they get hammered. Who knows?
It's Spain, right?
That's that. I bet it's probably geared towards children, like something that adults and children do.
Yeah,
so that leaves out a lot of naughty things that I was thinking.
But
what if it's like spit? What if it's like you spit?
Yeah, like I'm thinking it's a bad habit that, like you said, adults or kids can do, like picking your nose or sticking your tongue out.
Or
like,
farting.
There you go. He beats people on farts. That's a good one.
He'll rip your head off with a sickle if you fart in public.
I'm trying to think of things that like children do where you're like, don't be so naughty. Like you talk back to your parents, you pick your nose,
take that out of your mouth.
Yeah. Stop licking that.
Yeah.
You hit your brother or sister. I mean, I guess that's not something we do on a daily basis.
Why would he not want you to do it on Christmas? Is it because we're supposed to be about family?
Okay.
Maybe that's why I don't.
I think I'm gonna go with picking your nose.
Picking your nose.
I think it's not a bad guess. Okay.
In northern Spain, they have a famous Christmas character known as Olentzero. According to legend, he's an overweight man who wears a beret, smokes a pipe, and dresses like a farmer. And every Christmas Eve, he was rumored to walk around town. And in order to teach people not to be gluttonous, he would use his sickle to attack any villagers that ate too much food on Christmas Eve.
Overeat and die.
Something we do all the time.
That would not be, that's not going to be, a, you know, taken over here in the United States.
No. Half the population. Gone. Yeah. Somebody wanted to hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, so you can
totally
sing that before you
wheelhouse.
Get shocked. All right, whenever you're ready.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
Yeah.
But as me and Grandpa, we believe.
That, you're right. That was the best song that you've ever sang for the Shock Caller question of the day. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Moving 92.5 is.